Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Having the right concept of God is perhaps the most critical aspect of a believer's pursuit of knowledge. The right knowledge of God can shape your beliefs, values, and actions, and ultimately determine what you treasure. The concept of treasuring God is a call to delve into the very essence of your spiritual beliefs, and it encourages that you pause, reflect, and consider what it truly means to hold God in reverence and to nurture a relationship with Him. You see, treasuring God is about living your life in a way that honors Him. It's about making choices that reflect your love for Him and your desire to please Him. In today's message titled, Do You Treasure Jesus? Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the profound implications of this question, seeking to unveil the depth and significance of treasuring God as a believer. Let's join in.
Do you treasure God? Do you hold Him dear? Do you have the right concept of God? Many people haven't understood who God is, and therefore who Jesus is, and so haven't understood who the Christian is. How does God fit in your life? Is He a great treasure to you? This reminds me of the occasion when Jesus asked His disciples this question. Who do people say the Son of Man is? That's a question Jesus put to His disciples. And they replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then He said, but what about you? Who do you say I am? And I can imagine they were looking at each other. They weren't sure. And then Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. So the question is, who is Jesus? The disciples weren't sure, but Peter got the answer right by revelation. Peter's answer was proclaiming Jesus to be God. Jesus not only accepted Peter's claims, but also blessed Peter for what he said. He said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Thomas also proclaimed Jesus to be God after Jesus' resurrection when he said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So you see, Thomas confessed Jesus as his Lord and God. If this had not been a true confession, Jesus would not have commended him for believing. Once again, we have another witness that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Beyond all question, Jesus appeared in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. But you see, if you don't know this, you wouldn't treasure Him most. Is Jesus your Lord and God? That's the question I put to you. Do you treasure Him most? Because most people don't know who Jesus is, they don't put Him as the top priority in their lives. And I hope you will. Treasure Him. He is God. He is all. Let me tell you a story in the Bible where the early disciples didn't treasure Him most. The Bible says they were in the house of a man called Simon the leper. He had been healed of leprosy. And while Jesus was there, a woman came and broke her alabaster box of oil and poured it on Jesus. It was very expensive, the Bible tells us. The disciples, especially Judas, knew this was expensive. He said, "I know how much that thing cost." They said the woman just poured it on Jesus. What a waste. That's what they said. And the other disciples, according to the Bible, agreed with Judas. And they all came together and said to the woman, "What this waste? It's a waste of your money." Can you believe that? You can read the story in the Gospels. You can look at it in Matthew chapter 23, verses 6 to 13. And if I just put a short summary there, say, while Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. You see, they didn't treasure Jesus. They did not value Jesus. When you give a gift, it depends on the value. It's a matter of value. How treasured is that gift to you when you give it? What do you think of the person who you are giving this gift? The disciples said, "This is a waste. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." So they got extremely angry with the lady. That's what they proclaimed. They said it could have been sold and that it was not worth pouring that on Jesus. Can you believe that? "We could have sold this thing at a high price." That's what they said. "We could have sold this thing and got the money and used it to help the poor." Does that tell you something? This is a waste? That's what they were saying. Why did they say that? The Message Bible says Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, even then getting ready to betray him, said, "Why wasn't this oil sold and the money given to the poor?" He said it's not because he cared 2 cents about the poor, but because he was a thief. He was in charge of their money funds. That was what Judas was. Why did the disciples agree with Judas? Because, you see, they didn't know who Jesus was. They didn't know him. A waste on Jesus? That's a big question which should not be asked at all. You see, Jesus is saying to some of us exactly what he told the woman of Samaria at the well. "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." That's what Jesus told the woman of Samaria and is asking all of us. She didn't know who Jesus was. And sadly, many Christians today don't know who Jesus is. They think it's a waste of time to seek, serve him and to worship him. There are people, the Spirit of God tells them, "I want you to be in the ministry. I want you to serve me." And they think, "Well, Lord, you know, I am highly educated. I have got 5 degrees. I'm a businessman. That means I would just waste all these qualifications by going into the ministry." They think the ministry is for those who have nothing else to do. They don't treasure God. They don't treasure Jesus. They don't value him. They would not say that point blank, but their actions speak louder than their voices. Even some parents think that it's a waste of time for their children who have gone to the university and come back and working in the ministry. They say, "What a waste of your time. Is this what you want to do? With all that I spent sending you to the uni, is this what you want to do? What a waste." And why are they saying that? Because they don't know Jesus. They don't know God. They don't treasure him. They don't value him. My friend, we need to treasure Jesus and put him first. I remember many years ago, before I became a preacher of the gospel, I told my pastor that the Holy Spirit has asked me to go to Bible college. He looked at me and said, "You are truly called by God into the ministry." I asked him why, and he said, looking at my profession and my qualifications, "If God is telling me to go to Bible college, then I am truly called into the ministry." I didn't understand him at that time. I thought I treasured God, so I was just doing what he has asked me to do. Did you know why he said so? Because he looked around, the majority of Christians were going into the ministry because they had nothing else to do. It was their last resort. Going into the ministry becomes the only choice that remains after all other things have been tried and failed. They say to themselves, "We have tried and failed, now we can work for the Lord." But my friend, that shouldn't be the case. It's a great honor to be the minister of the gospel of Christ. It's a great honor to serve God according to his purpose for your life. It doesn't matter what he's telling you to do. It's a great honor. Don't put him last. He should be first. The Apostle Paul, after all his qualifications, said this in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace, or to the good news of the gospel." Oh, what a statement by the Apostle Paul. Because he treasured Jesus, he knew he should be first. Whatever he asks you and me to do, let us do it. Whatever you have to give, give. Don't say it is a waste. Nothing in this kingdom is a waste. Everything is profitable because he is God, worthy to be praised and to be served. Hallelujah. After the woman poured the perfume on Jesus, the Bible says the room was filled with the smell of that perfume. And one by one, they began to react. That perfume is expensive. We should have sold it. It didn't belong to them, and yet they were angry that it was poured on Jesus. To them, it was a waste, but think about how much it cost Jesus to save us. It cost the precious blood of Jesus to redeem us from our sins, to save us. Hallelujah. How did Jesus respond to their reaction and criticism? He said, "Why do you trouble the woman? Leave her alone. She has done a good work on me." That's what Jesus said. "She has done a good work on me." And Jesus continued this way. "And I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached, what this woman had done shall be spoken of for memorial of her." "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you shall always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." What a blessing that is. Jesus said he has done this thing ahead of my burial. Jesus made it clear that there was a time factor. She did it at the right time. She did it ahead of my burial. She came to anoint my body ahead of my burial. So my friend, this life is a matter of how much you treasure Jesus. It's a matter of how much you value him. What do you think he is? Do you treasure him most? She put her most expensive perfume on Jesus, and it made the disciples angry. What do you think is too much for the Lord and your Savior Jesus Christ? Don't be like the others who don't want to give their best to the Lord. Remember that he is the most treasured. He is the most valuable person in our lives. And if we would put him first, all other things would be given unto us. I pray that you would treasure the Lord Jesus Christ the most. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now this is the time to do so. He's the most important person to be in your life. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.